也许我们今天中间在座的成人还是有这个感觉，就是对不起自己的父母亲。
And that mentality also influences how we view our heavenly.
而这种观点也许会影响我们和我们天上的父之间的关系，我们怎么样来看天上的父。我们有时候觉得我们可能除非我们能做很多很多的事情达到某一个要求，我们不能被我们天上的父所接受。所以我们的生命是注重于做事情 doing。 从我们今天的读经的经文上，耶稣因为那些自我为义的那些人而感觉到不安和不满。而那些宗教领袖们，他们认为他们可以因着他们所做的能够被神所悦纳。
They tend to focus on themselves that they lose sight of God.
他们更多的是关注自己，以至于忘了神。
And their priority is on doing and doing and doing instead of being.
他们专注的是做事情，做事情，做事情，以至于忘了他们自己是谁。
You know, if we just focus on doing, we can fall into legalism.
因为我们如果只是注重于我们做做做，我们就会进入那种律法化。
It becomes a formality. It becomes a ritual.
就会变成一种程序化，变成一种习惯。
And sometimes we lose track of the real meaning of why we're serving God.
有时候我们就会忘掉了我们服侍神的真正的意义是在哪里。
You know, we as Chinese, we tend to describe ourselves as being strong doers.
我们是华人，我们通常认为，我们华人是能够做事的人。
We're diligent workers.
我们工作非常非常的勤奋。
Our culture influences us to focus on doing.
我们的文化影响了我们，让我们特别看重做事情。
That also affects how we view ourselves in the spiritual realm.
但是这个同样的这种态度会影响我们在属灵问题上也有同样的问题。
We tend to measure our spirituality based upon how much stuff that we do for God.
我们常常用我们为神做了多少事情来衡量我们的属灵程度。
And various times we feel guilty because we haven't done enough.
有时候我们觉得有一种负罪感，因为我做的事情还不够多。
I won't be accepted by God because I haven't done enough.
我可能会不被神接纳，因为我还没有做足够多。
And without realizing it, we become slave to legalism.
不知不觉之中，我们成为律法主义的奴隶。
What does God have to say about what do we need to do to be accepted by God?
神到底怎么说？耶稣到底怎么说？我们该怎么样做才能被神所接纳呢？
And we see from our scripture, you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 18.
我们可以能从 今天的经文里头能看到，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经到路加福音第十八章第九。
Let's take a look at verse 9 and 10. It says,
我们先看第九节和第十节。
He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they are righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
耶稣把一个预言讲给那些认为自己有以自己为意并且轻看别人的那些人说，这个预言里头有两个人，一个法利赛人，一个税吏，他们一起到圣殿去祷告。
Here in this passage, we see Jesus identify his audience as those that are confident in their own righteousness.
我们看到耶稣在讲这个预言的那个对象是那些人，他们对自己非常有信心，认为自己为义。
Now these are self-sufficient individuals.
这些是靠自己能力做事情的那些人。
They feel like, hey, I don't need anybody else. I can take care of myself.
他们觉得我不需要靠任何人，我自己没有问题。
All that they need is their own abilities.
他们所要需要的只是他们自己的能力。
Now, not only are they self-righteous, but they tend to despise other people.
他们不仅仅是以自己为意，他们常常也同时来轻看别人，藐视别人。
You know, self-righteousness and despising other tend to go hand in hand.
因为自义和轻视别人常常是相伴而行的。
And Jesus wants to teach these self-righteous individuals some very important lessons.
而耶稣想要给那些自以为意的人教他们一个非常非常重要的功课。
And Jesus tells this parable to teach them some important lessons.
耶稣用一个预言，一个比喻来教他们一个非常重要的功课。
Now, parables are heavenly messages that are taught through earthly stories.
耶稣的比喻是用地上的故事在讲天上的道理。
Now, through this parable, Jesus shows what is not acceptable before God versus what is acceptable before God.
通过这个故事，通过这个预言，通过这个比喻，耶稣来告诉我们什么是神所喜悦纳的，什么是神所不接受的。
We see here there are two men that went to the temple to pray.
我们看到有两个人去圣殿去祷告。
As you remember, the temple is recognized as the house of prayer.
大家我们都知道，圣殿是祷告的殿，旧约圣经上。
So these two men, one was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector, and they went to the temple to pray.
两个人去圣殿去祷告，一个人是法利赛人，另外一个人是税吏。
Both of them were seeking God, but they approached God in a very different way.
两个人都想寻求神，但是他们两个人寻求神的方法是完全不一样。
Let's take a little closer look at these two men. First, the Pharisee, and then secondly, the tax collector.
我们先来看看这两个人的不一样的地方。第一个是法利赛人，第二个是税吏。
So the Pharisees are the religious leaders.
法利赛人是宗教领袖。
They were zealous in teaching the Old Testament law.
他们非常的热心来教导旧约圣经和律法。
They also taught various religious traditions.
他们同时也教导很多宗教的传统的做法。
Now they were recognized as spiritual teachers who led people to God.
他们被认为他们是属灵上的导师，把人带向神。
They were highly respected by the community.
在社会上他们的地位非常高，很受尊重。
There were about 6,000 Pharisees back in those days.
那个时候大概只有6,000个法利赛人。
And the Pharisees taught the scripture to the people.
法利赛人教导旧约圣经。
But unfortunately, they got kind of proud about their righteousness.
但是他们常常为他们自己的义而觉得骄傲。
They felt they were above all the common people. They were more spiritual and more religious than everybody else.
他们觉得自己高于一般的人，他们更属灵，啊，他们更属灵。
Even the title of Pharisee. Pharisee means the separated ones.
这个法利赛人，那个法利赛，那个本身的意思。
That they're separate.
They're
separated from all the other people. They're more highly rated.
So they're separated from
all the other people. They're more highly
rated. So
the tax collectors were probably one of the most despised people.
税吏在那个时候可能是最受人讨厌的人
，because most of them were very dishonest.
因为大部分的税吏都不诚实。
They collect taxes, but they tend to collect more than what is needed, and then they pocket the extra taxes.
他们是收税，但是他们一般会收的比应该收的更多，多出来的就装到自己的腰包里。
And Jews, where they become tax collector, they were being despised. They kind of shamed their family and shamed their friends, and they were not permitted to go into the synagogue.
所以那些税吏，他们让他们的家庭，让他们的朋友们蒙羞，而他们常自己也不被会堂接纳。
You see, on the one hand, the Pharisee was very well respected as a religious leader.
你们看到一边是法利赛人，他们是很受人尊重的宗教领袖。
On the other hand, the tax collector, in the eyes of the people, greatly despised because they cheat people and take advantage of others.
另外一边是那些税吏，所有人都恨他们，因为他们欺骗。
We see people respected the Pharisee. On the other hand, people hated the tax collectors.
所以我们看到人们通常是尊重那些法利赛人，恨那些税吏。
Now that we have introduced the two main characters here, let's take a look at their attitude toward their prayers.
我们已经讲到了这两个人。那现在我们来看看他们两人祷告的态度有什么不一样。
We're going to see that these Pharisees, they had a self-righteous attitude.
我们能够看到这个法利赛人，他们有那个自义的这种态度。
On the other hand, we see the tax collector, he came in a humble attitude.
而这个税吏，他是以一个非常谦卑的态度去祷告。
Let's take a look at verse 11.
我们一起来看。
Says the Pharisee standing by himself prayed thus, God, I thank you, I'm not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
那个法利赛人自己一个人在那祷告，跟说神啊，我感谢你，我没有像其他人那样敲诈、不义、奸淫，也不像那个税吏一样。
Here we see the Pharisee elevated himself.
我们看到这个法利赛人把自己抬高。
At the same time, he put down the tax collector and other so-called sinners.
他把自己抬高的同时，把税吏和其他他所称之为罪人的人踩下去。
We see there's this comparison that I'm better than you.
你看到了他在比喻，他在做比较。
This Pharisee, this self-righteous Pharisee, feel he's above this sinful tax collector.
这个自我为意的法利赛人，他觉得自己要比那个税吏要高很多。
He said, "I'm glad I'm not like him."
他说：“感谢主，我不像他一样。”
My question is, are we comparing ourselves with others that are around us?
我要问大家的一个问题是，我们有没有有时候也把自己和别人做比较？
Have we placed ourselves above others?
我们有没有把自己摆在一个比别人高的地位？
Do we sometimes as Christians feel like, well, you know, I'm much more mature and I don't do those kind of immature behaviors?
有没有我们有没有有时候会说我是一个成熟的基督徒，我不会做他们做的那些不成熟的事情？
Do we say, well, I know the scriptures more than you and I am more spiritual than you?
有没有我们会这样说，我圣经比你熟，所以我比你更属灵？
Do we crave to give advice to others, showing that we're smarter than others?
有没有有时特别想要给别人建议，来显示自己比别人更聪明？
Do we brag about our high-paying job, claiming that God has blessed me?
我们有没有跟别人吹嘘说我的工资比你们高，因为神更祝福我？
How do we view those that might be quiet and are very non-sociable?
你怎么样来对待那些比较内向、不怎么说话、也不善于交际的那些人？
How do we view people that might be different from us?
我们怎么样来和那些跟我们不一样的人交往？我们怎么看他们？
How do we view if someone that might come in has tattooed all over himself?
如果有一个人走进来，他身上都是纹身，都是纹身、刺青，你会怎么看？
And how do we view a homeless person?
你怎么看待一个无家可归者？
Do we just ignore them, or do we treat them the same as everybody else?
我们是不是直接就无视他们，还是就像对待其他人那样对待他们呢？
Here in the temple, there was the self-righteous Pharisee.
在这里，在这个圣殿里头，我们看到了这个自我唯一的法利赛人。
And not too far away from the Pharisee was the humble tax collector.
就在不远处，就是那个谦卑的税吏。
Let's take a look at what kind of attitude does he have as he goes to prayer.
我们一起来看看这个税吏来去祷告的时候，他的态度是什么样的。
We see this in verse 13.
我们能看到在第十三节。
It says, "But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even."Look up to heaven, but beat his chest and say, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
那个税吏远远地站着，连向天举目都不敢，只是捶他自己的胸脯说，神啊，开恩怜悯我，因为我是个罪人。
The tax collector.Recognize the immense sins that he has committed.
这个税吏他知道他有很多很多的罪。
And he was pleading to the Lord for mercy.
他是在求神给他怜悯。
He was ashamed, embarrassed about what he has done.
他自己能感到羞辱，因为他所做的一切。
He felt isolated and alone. He felt isolated and alone.
他觉得自己是孤单，他觉得自己孤独。
He felt dirty and unclean.
他觉得自己肮脏不洁净。
He felt so unworthy to stand before a holy God.
他觉得自己连站在圣洁的神的面前，站在面前都不配。
And we see a really broken man.
我们看到的是一个完全破碎的人。
again, we see a tremendous contrast of the attitude between the Pharisee who is self-righteous and the tax collector who come before God in humility.
We can see a very, very clear difference. One is a humble tax collector, and one is a Pharisee.
Now, this contrast is further evident by the content of this of their prayers.
而这个鲜明的对比，从他们祷告的内容上，更加清楚的可以看出来。
Let's look at what they pray about in verses 11 and 12.
让我们一起从第十一节、第十二节来看他们祷告的内容，他们祷告的是什么。
Verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
法利赛人站在那儿自言自语的祷告说，我不像那些人勒索不义奸淫，也不像那个税吏，我一个星期进食两次，我所得的我捐出十分之一。
So basically we see from the prayer of this Pharisee that he was sharing about all the right things that he has done, all the righteous things that he has done.
我们从他的祷告的内容上可以看出来，他在祷告的内容就是他所做的所有的对的事情，所有义的事情。
So outwardly it appeared that this Pharisee was talking to God.
从表面上来看，这个法利赛人好像是在跟神说话。
But in reality he was talking to himself.
但是实际上他是在跟自己说话。
And he was talkingout loud to make sure other people around him hear how righteous he is.
并且是他用很大的声音让他身边人能够听到，你看我都义。
Although the Pharisee's role is to bring and lead people to God,
本来法利赛人他的职责是把人带到神的面前。
We see that their real intention and motive is to lead people to themselves.
但是我们看到了他的真正的意图和目的是把人带到他自己面前。
As God has placed us in position to influence others,
神也把我们放在某一个场某一个地位，让我们能够对别人有影响。
My question to us today is, are we leading others to God or are we leading others to ourselves?
我要问大家的一个问题是，我们是在把别人带到神的面前，还是把人带到自己的面前？
Of course, we all love to have attention and praise from others.
我们大家都喜欢被人注意。
And as we serve God, are we seeking the applause from God or are we seeking applause from our peers?
但是我们要想的是，当我们服侍神的时候，我们是要得神的赞赏呢，还是要得人的赞美之言？
Do we want to look good and to impress others so that they will say, wow, look at Ben, he is so spiritual.
我们是要在人面前显得非常的虔诚、让人觉得你很了不起，然后人家会说 Ben, 哦，你好属灵啊。
We see here the Pharisee acknowledged two spiritual acts of worship.
我们看到在这里法利赛人他讲到了敬拜中间的两项比较重要的内容。
So in his prayer, he identified two great accomplishments that he's been doing. One in fasting and secondly in tithing.
他在祷告的时候 他在讲他自己做的非常了不起的事情，中间是两个，一个就是他一个星期禁食两次，一个是他所有的捐出十分之一。
So according to law, the people were to fast once a year. But here the Pharisee, he says, well, I fast twice a week.
律法要求人一年禁食一次，但是这是个法利赛人，他说我一个星期禁食两次。
Look how righteous I am.
看看我是多么的义。
And we see also, scripture talks about giving a tithe. So this Pharisee not only gave a tithe of 10% of his income, but it says that he gave 10% of all that he possessed.
这儿他又讲了，他捐出十分之一，不仅仅是他收入的十分之一，而是他所有财产的十分之一。
Well, some of us might fall into this temptation of self-righteousness.
我们中间也许有人会跌进自义的这个诱惑之中。
We deceive ourselves thinking that we accomplish a lot, we're doing a lot, so we're more spiritual.
也许我们觉得啊，我已经做了很多，我做了特别多，所以我很属灵。
Not only do I come on Sunday, I also come during the weekday to fellowship in small groups.
我不仅仅是星期天到教会，我平时也到教会参加团契，参加小组。
Well, I help out and serve God on the worship team and the audio team.
我在教会做很多事情，我敬拜赞美小组也有我，我在后面这个视频小组也有我。
I read the Bible every day, I pray every day.
我每天读圣经，我每天祷告。
I even tithe.
我甚至我做十一奉献。
God, look at all that I've done for you.
神啊，你看我为你做了这么多。
Are we like the Pharisee focusing on all the right things that I have done?
我们问一下自己，我们是不是也像那个法利赛人一样，看注意点，就是你做对的那些事情。
Now, if our attitude is not proper, these things that we accomplish can become mechanical and ritual.
我们要注意，如果我们的态度不对的话呢，那我们所做的那些事情，我们做的那些对的事情，就会变成一种机械的、立法化的一些事情。
And it can become legalistic.
会变成立法化。
And we are tempted to judge other people based upon what I do and what they do.
有时候我们会趋向于来论断别人，根据他们做了什么，而我又做了什么，来论断别人。
May we judge others for who they are and not just by what they do.
让我们来看别人，看的是他们是谁，而不是他们做了什么。
There was a Christian that claims that he is very spiritually mature because he's been going to church for 15 years.
有这么一个基督徒，他认为自己非常属灵上非常成熟，因为他基督徒十五年，去教会有十五年。
But the pastor quickly corrects him by saying, "Well, you've been coming to church for 15 years, but you're only 1 year old spiritually."
但是这个牧师啊，指出他说你是的，到教会有十五年，但是在属灵上你只有一岁。
Just because we've been coming to church for an extended period of time, that does not necessarily mean that we're growing spiritually.
只是来教会有一段很长的时间，不见得我们在属灵上也就很大的提升和成长。
We need to take a step back and assess where were we a year ago or 3 years ago in comparison to where I am right now.
我们需要的是静下来回想一下，看看自己在属灵上今年和一年以前或者在几年以前相比，我有多少成长。
You see, all the good deeds that we could do, if it's done with the wrong attitude, is worthless.
要知道，所有的那些好的事情你做的，如果你做这些事情出于不好的动机的话呢？
We might look good.
所有的事情一文不值。
We might look good at church, but how do we look at home the rest of the week?
在教会看上去很虔诚，那星期天以外其他时间在家里，你是什么样子的？
How consistent are we in church, as well as home, or at school, or at work?
你在教会，你的表现和你在家里、在学校。在职场是不是一致的？
We see the Pharisee, he focused on all the right things that he has done.
我们看到了这个法利赛人，他注重的看到的就是他所做的那些所有的对的事情。
And we see a big contrast with, as we look at the content of the tax collector's prayer.
那么我们从税吏的祷告的内容中间，我们又看到了一个非常非常鲜明的对比。
Instead of focusing on the things that the Pharisee did right, we see the tax collector focus on things that he has done wrong.
法利赛人注重的是他所做对的事情，而这个税吏他注重的是他所做错的事情。
And we see this recorded in verse 13.
我们从第十四节能看到。
It says, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
那个税吏是远远地站着，连举目望天都不敢，捶着自己的胸说，神啊，开恩怜悯我，因为我是个罪人。
Instead of focusing on all the things that one is doing, he focused more on his being.
他没有注重他所做的事情，他注重的是他自己是什么样的一个人。
He recognized he has sinned against God. He is a sinner.
他认识到自己得罪了神，他是个罪人。
He couldn't even look up into heaven. Because he felt so shame.
他都不敢举目望天，因为他非常非常觉得羞愧。
He felt unworthy to even look at God.
他觉得自己都不配看神的面。
He acknowledged that he himself is a sinner.
他承认自己是个罪人。
There was nothing good within him.
在他自己里面没有良善。
He has hurt and shamed God.
他伤害了神，他让神蒙羞。
And he does not deserve God's forgiveness.
他觉得他不配神的饶恕。
And what he deserves is God's anger and judgment upon him.
他配得的是神的愤怒和神的审判。
And we see him begging to God, pleading for forgiveness.
但是我们看到他在请求神，求神来饶恕他。
He beat his breast as he is angry at himself for shaming God.
他自己捶打自己的胸脯，好像他是对自己得罪了神而对自己来愤怒。
He was deeply sorry for his sins.
他实在是为自己的罪觉得羞愧。
And he's pleading for forgiveness.
他在求神饶恕他。
This is really true remorse.
这是一个真正的悔改。
As he repents and asks God for mercy.
他在真正的悔改，在求神饶恕。
I mentioned earlier that after graduating from seminary, I went to Houston Chinese Church for an interview.
我前面提到了，我从神学院毕业的时候，去休斯顿华人教会去做面试。
Initially, I didn't have a very good attitude. I was prideful and arrogant.
一开始的时候，我没有一个很好的态度，因为我很骄傲，我很自负。
And I remember God spoke to me very clearly the day before the interview.
我非常非常清楚地记得，在 会面的前一天前一个晚上神很清楚地跟我说话
and he had to humble me
他让我谦卑下来
I remember he speaking to me saying that you are arrogant and you are self-righteous
我清楚地记得神跟我说你有很多的骄傲你自高自大
You can't do great things for me unless you humble yourself before me.
除非你在我面前降卑下来，你不会做成很大的事情。
You still have a lot to learn.
你有很多很多的事情你要学习。
And the pastors there in Houston Chinese Church can teach you a lot.
而Houston华人教会的牧师们他们能够教你很多很多。
And I responded to God by confessing my sin of pride.
我的回应是向神认罪，为自己的骄傲来认罪悔改。
And indeed, I learned so many important lessons from veteran pastors that went before me.
确实是这样的，我从在我前面的那些有经验的牧师身上学到了很多很多的东西。
Before God can greatly use us, we need to humble ourselves before Him.
在神能够大大的使用我们之前，我们必须在他的面前降卑。
We need to confess sins that we have committed.
我们必须要向神来认罪，认我们犯过的过犯。
May we be honest with ourselves to see shortcomings that we have.
我们必须要对自己完全诚实，来看到自己的不足。
And may we be willing to confess it before our Lord.
我们必须要在神的面前来认自己的罪。
God, being a forgiving God, is pleased to cleanse us.And to transform us when we confess before Him.
神是一个饶恕的神，他非常愿意当我们在他面前认罪的时候，他洁净我们，他饶恕我们。
And my challenge to you today,
我给大家今天的挑战是
Let us examine our hearts to see if there's anything that what we're doing has become legalistic.
让我们一起来审查我们自己的心，来看到我们身上有什么地方我们已经变得律法化。
May we confess it before the Lord. May we ask God for a new freshness as we serve Him.
让我们向神认罪，让我们在服侍神的时候，神能够更新我们。
And there might be some of us here that are seeking God.
也许我们在座的中间有人还在寻求神
，like this tax collector who recognized that he has fallen short of God，
就像那个税吏一样，他觉得他亏欠了神。
I have some good news. God has forgiven us.
我有好的消息告诉你们。
He loves
神饶恕了我们所有的人。
He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son.To die on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins.
他爱我们所有的人，他让他自己的独生子为我们的罪付了代价。
Not only did he die, but 3 days later he rose again. We're going to celebrate Easter in a couple of weeks.
不仅仅是他为我们的罪死在十字架上，第三天他又从死里复活。很快我们就会一起来庆祝复活节。
He has overcome death.
他战胜了死亡。
And the Bible says, "For whosoever believes in Him shall be saved."
圣经说，凡是信他的，都会得救。
And I invite you, if you haven't trusted Christ yet, that you do that today.
如果你们中间有人还没有信靠耶稣，我是不是可以邀请大家？
As we take a look at the last verse here, in verse 14, we see Jesus making a conclusion after he told this parable.
我们看到第十四节， 耶稣在讲完这个比喻的时候做了一个结论。
And it says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣说，今天是这个人，而不是那个人，回到家的时候被认，会被认为义，因为凡是自高的就会被降卑，凡是自卑的就会被升高。
You see, Jesus here says that he justified the tax collector because the tax collector humbled himself, recognized that he has sinned, that he pleaded for forgiveness from God.
我们看到耶稣称那个罪利为义，因为他认自己的罪，他在愿意在神的面前悔改。
And on the other hand, the Pharisees was not justified because he was just thinking about himself and all that he has accomplished.
而那个法利赛人并没有被耶稣称为义，因为他看到的只是自己。他看到的只是他自己做的事情。
Well, this word justify basically means declare righteous or being accepted by God.
这个称义这个词，它的意思就是宣告为义，或者说被神接受为义。
It is when we recognize our sinfulness and when we turn to God pleading for forgiveness, that's when we will be justified or accepted by God.
当我们认识到自己的过犯和罪孽，从这个我们的罪之中转向神，向神求饶恕的时候，我们接受神，我们就会被称为义。
We see the tax collector recognize who he is and at the same time also recognize who God is, and he sought and pleaded for forgiveness from God.
我们看到这个税吏，他知道自己是谁，他也知道神是谁，他向神求神的饶恕。
The tax collector's heart was focused on God, and we see on the other hand the Pharisee's heart was focusing on himself.
我们看到这个税吏，他的心是向着神，而这个法利赛人，他的心是在自己身上。
We see the Pharisee focus on doing, and we see, on the other hand, the tax collector focus on being, recognizing who he is.
我们看到的是这个法利赛人，他强调的是他做，而这个税吏，他看到的是他是谁。
Yes, we are to serve God. However, we need to have a proper attitude.
我们都在服侍神，但是要记着，我们服侍神要有一个对的态度。
Because if we're not careful, it becomes a ritual.
因为如果我们不注意的时候呢，就变成一种这个习惯。
And we need to go beyond the ritual to true repentance.
我们要走出这个习惯和这种仪式。
God value who we are more than what we do.
因为神看重的更多的是我们是谁，而不是我们做了什么，我们在做什么。
And may we choose being over doing.
但愿我们选择的是我们是谁，而不是我们做了什么。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we know that our culture tend to focus so much on doing. And doing is important. But yet, Lord, being is even more important of who we are. And Father, we...pray that we examine our hearts to see the true motive of our hearts And may we come before you in repentance, Lord, of our pride, of our arrogance. And Lord, we know those that humble ourselves before you will be exalted. So that's our desire to do so. In Jesus' name, amen.